It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God, that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew. We're in Matthew chapter 6. We're going to be beginning to read in the 9th verse today. And if you're familiar with your scripture, you'll realize that that's what everybody calls the Lord's Prayer. And so please that you would open up your Bible and prepare for the study today. We're going to have a good time. So please follow along in your Bible if you can. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. If you would like to write us a letter, it would be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And if you'd like to give us a phone call, it'd be 217-847-2717. So I hope that that was enough opportunity now for you to open your Bible, and I hope that you would take an opportunity to look at the website. We have many good verse-by-verse Bible studies there for you to enjoy, and hopefully to bring you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also to help you to grow and to walk each day with the Lord Jesus. Beginning with verse 9, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." I think that we're just going to end with that part of the reading today. Let's begin with prayer. Dear Father, we just thank and praise you for the opportunity to study your precious word. Please that you would guide and lead us through it. We need your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to be our teacher today. We're going to enjoy fellowshipping through other verses of Scripture, other verses of your parts of your word to help us to understand the truths. And so please just guide us now, and we want to give you all the honor and glory. And so please, dear Lord, just direct us. Bring those that do not know you as Lord and Savior to salvation. You died on the cross, dear Father. You died there to save us. You died there to take our sin away. And then, oh, dear Lord, your Son Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all the love you've shown us, and then you give us a joy and a peace to walk with you each day. You give us a strength to face any trials and tribulations that we have. Oh, Father, thank you. Just guide and lead us now through your precious word, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we take our precious time here to look at these words, we start, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye." Now, most folks just repeat this prayer. They say it as it is, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." It's repeated over and over again in just that manner. I've read it sometimes at the cemetery, for instance, at the burial. It's something that everyone knows. But I would love for you to have maybe just a little bit understanding of what our Lord and Savior meant by this prayer and what he wanted us to really do with this prayer. He really wanted us to use it as an outline to pray each day, or maybe many times through the day, but not in the purpose of just repeating it as is. It should be a guide. It should be an outline, and we're going to take a look at it in that manner. And I hope this helps you. I hope you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and I just want you to take time and enjoy it as we study these precious words. It does begin here, and again, Jesus did not intend that this prayer to be a form to be repeated over and over again. The Word of God calls that vain repetition. When we say something over and over again and just repeat it, God calls it vain repetition. I think we have really damaged our worship services by bringing in vain repetition. Whether it be the opening of the service and saying the exact same words every time, maybe saying it together in kind of a chant fashion, God does not like that. He wants us to have a personal prayer. He wants us to have fellowship with Him, not to do it just in vain repetition. But I believe we have also added that into our songs. Many, many of our songs, we don't sing these beautiful old hymns anymore. We do, but most don't. And they bring up these choruses, and so a chorus is just repetition. And you go over and over and over it again. And you go to many church services, and that's all you have. That's all you receive, is that repetition. I don't believe that God's in favor of that. I believe He wants us to say something and sing things that are sincere. In a little bit, we're going to take a look at a precious hymn that most of you, if you've ever been in church, probably have sung, and that's Holy, Holy, Holy. I want you to listen to the words of that, because it's very important that we understand that to sing something is not just to repeat it over and over again to get yourself hyped up. It needs to be something of power and of authority. Many of these hymns, most of these hymns in the old hymn books are. They are written with a heart. They're written with a love to touch down to the heart, not just to touch the emotions and the feelings. And so please, that you just listen very carefully today as we enjoy this study. Now we begin here, and again, ask this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. This is to do our greatest reverence, honor, to glorify Him. There are three petitions in this prayer that deal with the most important, and that's not you or me. It's dealing with our God, or coming to our God. Dealing maybe isn't a very good word there, but it's to answer to our God, to respond to our God. The first is, hallowed be thy name. The second is, thy kingdom come. And the third is, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, the one that follows that is praying for our daily bread, our needs, our bodily needs. That should follow the praise and the glory that we give to our God. So you're kind of understanding here what this beautiful passage is all about. It's for us to grow and to learn how to pray, not to repeat this word for word. Notice a couple of other things here. Our Father, give us, forgive us, lead us, deliver us. Do you notice that this isn't, Father, give me, Father, forgive me. Father, lead me. Father, deliver me. It's our Father, give us, forgive us, lead us, and deliver us. Understand that this is something that we should and need to as a believer. Now, again, as I, in the opening prayer, the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. He died for you, but it's not a religion that we're a part of. It is a personal relationship with my God. And it's through God the Father's Son, Jesus Christ, because Jesus died on the cross to take my sin away. I believe that. I know that. And I've come by faith to Him, and I walk with Him, and I serve Him. The day I trusted in Jesus, the Holy Spirit come to live within my heart, to guide and to lead me through these precious words, to make me more like the Lord Jesus, to be able to walk and to have the strength I need, to face whatever trials and tribulation that I may need. It's what a wonderful opportunity that we have to walk each day and to serve each day. But understand that it's not about me. We need to be praying for others. And so when we begin this part here, this area, our Father, this connects every believer. Anyone that has come by faith to Jesus Christ and trusted Him as their Lord and Savior. Then it says, give us. So again, it's not about me. Yes, it's important to pray for things that you need and things that you want. Protection and strength and wisdom and guidance and peace and all those wonderful things that our God gives us through the day. Pray for health. Pray for so many things. But it needs to be not self-centered. We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters. We have a wonderful church family here. And when we come together, you become closer to your church family than you do to your own family, because you have a common bond that's thicker than blood, and that's the Spirit of God. And He brings us together. He teaches us His ways and His word, and we have wonderful fellowship together. And I hope that all the brothers and sisters in Christ that are born again, that come to this church, I hope that they pray for me. And I hope they pray for every person in the church. Prayer is something that we neglect. It's one of the most powerful weapons that we have to grow, and tools that we have to strengthen ourselves, and a weapon to keep away the enemy is our prayer, and yet it's something that we neglect. So we need to learn how to pray, but the first is that we need to stop thinking so much about ourselves and be praying for others. Pray for those that are in our family and our friends and our neighbors that are lost, that do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Pray for them. Pray for those that are your brothers and sisters, that they have the strength and the opportunity to win their family, and that they could have victory over maybe some problem that they're having trouble with, or a physical or a mental problem, or something, spiritual problem, something they're having trouble with. Pray for them. Don't gossip with somebody else about, did you hear this or did you know that? Spend your time going to the Lord Jesus and praying to Him. If you're kind of confined to your home, maybe even confined to your bed, you need to be able to understand the importance God has given you extra time to spend in prayer and fellowship with Him, interceding for yourself and for others, because you can request something for someone else that maybe they don't take the time to pray. Please that you would bring their heart closer to the Lord Jesus. It's important that we pray even with tears, because our heart is broken maybe over their lifestyle or something that they're missing, and they're not enjoying that joy and that peace that they should have. So you see, first of all, our Father, give us, forgive us, lead us, deliver us. It's all set in those words. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, and we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Us. And so understand that as a basic principle when we're starting this. This has the look as being, again, something that is not about self, but it's about others. So we should pray for all believers, and pray especially for those that we know and that we love, all brothers and sisters in Christ, instead of only for ourselves. Now here, as we look back to our Father, the very first part of this verse of Scripture, our Father, let's look to Isaiah 63:16 and Psalms 103:13. Isaiah 63, I'm turning the page, so if you are not driving and you have an opportunity to do the same, I would love for you to be looking these verses of Scripture up. Isaiah 63:16. Doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. That's what the prophet Isaiah had to say. Thou art our Father. And the problem is that many, including God's chosen Israel, was turning their back on him. But Isaiah knew, and again, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. So you see, they connected the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, and God the Father, because they're one. And yet they're three separate persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Psalms 103:13. 103:13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. It's important that we have a great reverence for our God, for our Father, for the Lord Jesus, that we would be directed, we would be led by them, but we come with a fear. And that fear is not, I am scared. That fear is the greatest level of reverence for anything or anyone, whatever humanly possible we can think of to lift up. That should be where our God is in that highest position, that highest place. It says, our Father, you know, we pray to God the Father through the Son, the Lord Jesus. Again, Father, Son, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Before Jesus came to earth, born of a virgin, there were many who looked unto God as Father, Father of all men. And we have the same thought today. The same thought today is carried out that all are a child of God. All are children of God. Fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man is a common understanding. This is not taught in the Scripture. This is not taught in the Bible. Let's understand and realize that God is the Father of all living. Yes, He is. On the side of the flesh. He is the author of life. God made man. Therefore, God is the Father of men as a living being. But God is not the Father of all men spiritually. God is only the Father of those that are born again. You must be born again to rightly call upon and rightly claim God is our Father. And the only way you can be born again is to accept God's Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. It's the only way. There isn't church membership. There isn't baptism. A lot of people believe baptism saves or baptism brings the Holy Spirit into your life. Baptism does something like we need to be baptized by the Spirit. But that's nothing to do with a water baptism, whether it's immersion or sprinkling. We need to understand that it is a relationship that you have, a relationship that I have, with the Son of God. I have trusted in Him as my Savior, and because I know Jesus as my Savior, I also know and can call God Father. So when we come here, our Father, we need to understand you must be born again before you really understand what that means. The only way you can actually go to the Father is through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have our Father, which art in heaven. We know His home. We know His place. That is His residence. Our Father, His place, heaven. It cannot be entered by anyone with one single sin. So if you think you're trying to get to God the Father by another way except for trusting in Jesus, you're mistaken. There is no religion can get you there. Many religions have come out with so many promises that they will have, you know, be given their own planet. They'll be given this. They'll be given that. That is all man's writings and thoughts. Stay away from those things. Look to the Word of God and have the peace and joy of knowing Jesus as your Savior. And then begin to grow and begin to walk with Him each and every day. And so our Father in His position, His place of residence is in heaven. Now, different than any other God that man has come up with, our God has the ability to have a home in heaven, but to be everywhere as well. What a joy to know that my God is present where I am. My God knows the future. He knows tomorrow. He knows this next hour. The devil doesn't. And all of the devil's cults and religions that he's come up with, and we could start out with the name, anyone that denies that you are saved by grace and grace alone. You are not saved through baptism. You are not saved through joining the church. You are not saved through any religion as such. You are saved because you have come by faith to one person, God, man, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross. Come to him. Call upon him to take your sin away. Turn to him, and he will save you. And then he will seal you. He will keep you. He will send his Spirit to seal you, and you are kept through eternity. What a joy. God, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, as we looked at the three petitions, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Here we have hallowed be thy name, hallow. His name is holy. God is holy. His name is to be esteemed holy anywhere and everywhere, not to be used just flippantly or not to be used in vain in any way. And yet it's so often used. And it just breaks my heart when I hear someone use the Lord's name in vain. Hallowed be thy name. Holy. He receives, should receive, all honor from man. But the only true way that you can honor God, honor the Father, is to know the Son, Jesus Christ. We are to worship God and expressing our desire that God be praised, that he be honored, that he be glorified above all. In the beginning, God. All else is because of God. Why would anyone curse his name when he opens the door for salvation for you? He gives you his strength and his peace and his joy that you can possess for the rest of your life here and then for eternity. Hallowed, holy be his name. We're going to take just a couple of minutes here. I said that we would do that. This hymn, most old hymn books have it. I'm sure most choruses today don't. But we're going to just take a couple of minutes. That's all we've got left. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall raise to thee. It should be our thought. We should lift our voices and our song and our heart to him. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Second verse. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down thy golden crowns around the glassy sea. That's what we're going to get an opportunity to do. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which wert and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy. There is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love, in purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. That's the four verses of that beautiful hymn. How long has it been since you've heard that hymn? How long has it been since you've sung that hymn? Do you go and you just chant a few choruses and then the preacher preaches a few words and you feel a little better and you go out? We need to reverence our God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy, holy, holy. Please trust in Jesus. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?